for the most entertaining talk anywhere. Stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station. Your real 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
You're listening to Critical Mass with Rick Franzi and Doug Feller. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to this very special Thursday edition of Critical Mass. We're having this special edition on Thursday afternoon because we have a very special guest that we wanted to interview this week, and that is Kathy Dawson of Dawson & Dawson Incorporated. Kathy, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Rick. Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. And yourself?
I am fine. Kathy, you sound just fine. As our listening audience knows, our guests generally are on their phones working hard in her office. I will be back with you in a minute. But I wanted to tell our listening audience that yesterday, Executive Forums Orange County announced our speakers for our annual executive conference. Many of you know that our executive conference will be Monday, August 3rd, at the Center Club in Costa Mesa. Out of several suggested names, we've selected Damian Navarro. Damian is the Chief Visionary Officer for Earthbound Media Group. And Dr. Coley from California State University at Fullerton have been selected to headline this prestigious event. If you're interested in learning more about each of the speakers, the press release has just been posted on our website, which is www.criticalmass4business. If you're interested in attending, after you look at the information on the speakers, please feel free to contact me either by phone, 949-887-4104, 949-887-4104, or send me an email at rfranzi, F-R-A-N-Z-I, at executiveforums.com. We're expecting this year an audience of CEOs and business owners that will exceed 50 from the Orange County business community. And the topics that we'll be talking about this year are very timely: branding and social media. So, again, this is a by invitation only event. Consider yourself invited if you're listening to the radio show, and contact me if you are interested. Okay, without any further ado, I'd like to turn our attention to our very special guest, as I said at the open. Kathy started her firm in 2008, and that firm is Dawson & Dawson Incorporated. Kathy enjoyed over 26 years of staffing experience in the Orange County marketplace. She's a certified staffing professional, and she utilized this expertise in her recent position as a regional vice president. Her experience working for a Fortune 500 communications firm for 5 years early in her career taught her the keys to running a successful business. If you would like to learn more information about Kathy or her exciting firm, Dawson & Dawson Incorporated, then I urge you to go to her website, which is www.dawson, spelled D-A-W-S-O-N, Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N, I-N-C.com. Okay, Kathy, let's get started. Would you share with our audience your path to your current firm, Dawson & Dawson?
Sure, I'd love to, Rick. Basically, I really enjoyed the staffing business, and I think the reason for that is because I did a lot of traveling and some temporary work early on in my career, and was born to a family of five children, so I had to kind of make things happen in the family environment, and so therefore in business, I found it very challenging and very exciting. So I ended up getting a position here in Orange County with a local privately held staffing firm and enjoyed 15 years of experience working for a private owner. Had some great years there, really enjoyed what I was doing, finding people work, which I think is a very honorable profession and very rewarding. So I then decided after 25 years of working in a firm, the last nine for a national firm, that it was time for me to go out on my own and try to take all that experience I'd gained for those 25 years and take it to the marketplace that that I loved, which is Orange County. So it's been a great ride. And staffing in general is a very great, it's a real good business. It's a $91 billion industry with 3 million Americans going to work for staffing firms every business day. And with those numbers thrown at you, I decided it was time for Dawson & Dawson to be created.
Okay, that was a very good overview. And I'd like to ask you if you could just take a little bit of time and help our audience to understand within the $91 billion staffing industry, where is it that Dawson & Dawson specializes?
What we do is we take companies that have staff in office environments anywhere from about $80,000 or $90,000 and below as far as their salaries, and we help them fill those kinds of positions. So it is a variety of types of positions from project management, accounting management, purchasing, human resources, customer service, executive secretarial, office, anything in an office environment is what we like to say. And once we get a good feel for the client we're working for, our claim to fame is that we try to fill all of their positions, because once you know your client, you become their right hand and truly can help them with all of their staffing.
May I ask, how did you select, when you formed Dawson & Dawson, how did you select that part of the staffing industry to focus on?
Because that is the industry that, and that focus, that there's so much turnover in and so much of a challenge for people to find qualified candidates. We have a secret serum for success that we feel makes us much more astute in finding those types of candidates. And unfortunately, in a lot of positions, a lot of companies at that level, there's a lot of turnover. And our claim to fame is to do enough due diligence in researching that individual's background as far as the testing and the reference checking and the career matching and that whole process to make sure that the turnover will lessen by at least 30%. And our clients really like that.
Okay. Kathy, I mentioned when I was reading, talking about your background, that you're a certified staffing professional. Can you talk about certifications within your staff and how Dawson & Dawson approaches training for your employees?
Yes, we are very passionate about training and development of our staff. The last year and a half, we've really taken great time and care and attention to setting the foundation for our business so that it will run effectively and smoothly, and so that, as most startups, you will not have the hiccups that you'll have with quality of the work that you're doing. So the Certified Staffing Consultant designation is unique to Dawson & Dawson, and what it is it's a series of evaluations that each employee has to go through. It's a 3-month-long process, and there's rigorous testing and a rigorous class schedule that is included in their day-to-day work. So they have to become certified in order for them to be able to work with our clients. And again, it's a 3-month process, so they're in training until that time. They do get the designation on their business card. It is a very highly sought-after designation in our organization, and people are very excited about it because they know that this means that they take their job very seriously.
You know, I give you credit because in the same breath, you're talking about being a startup firm and also requiring employees to take a 3-month training program. And so I think a transferable lesson for other entrepreneurs that are listening to this is, from your experience, how important it is to build the skills and the quality and the ability into the staff, even at the very beginning when, as most of us know, in the early days of a founding and starting a company, there's a lot of challenges on the business to really get out in the marketplace and attract clients. So I think you're to be applauded, from my perspective, for this focus on quality and certifying your staff.
Great. It's very exciting to train and develop employees. It's one of the passions I have, and it certainly transfers over to getting great clients and doing an above-average job for the people that you're in touch with.
So let's shift gears a little bit. You know, as you know, we ask each of our guests each week to share with our audience a key lesson that they've learned to their business experience. Would you do us the favor of sharing with us your key lesson learned?
Sure, I'd love to. You know, and thinking about that question, there's so many lessons that you learn almost on a daily basis. So the key lessons, I would think, for me is in regards to really being able to be true to yourself. When you're running a business, there are so many options that come your way. And my theory is that, you know, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And so nothing replaces the place of hard work. You know, not brains, not experience, not a pedigree. Sheer persistence and hard work will really say a lot more to your talents to get the job done to your staff and to your clients and to those people around you. So my key lesson is really being true to yourself and working hard. Also working smart, of course. You know, we can work very, very hard and work 10 and 12 hour days, but if we don't get anywhere, it really doesn't matter how many hours we put in. So I think that's very important. Also, being transparent with your goals to your staff and to your clients, I believe is a very important lesson that I've learned. You know, I like to set clear expectations and to follow through on those expectations. And I believe that that is a key component to any executive success. And certainly it has been for mine. You know, we did a survey through the American Staffing Association some time ago, and that survey was to all the clients that we worked with, asking them, what is the thing that you would like to see different when you deal with a staffing firm? And the interesting thing is they said, we would really like somebody to listen to what we have to say, to clearly communicate with us, and to just work hard. And so, therefore, it really has been a great key lesson for me in my working in the staffing business.
You know, Kathy, we're going to talk in a little bit about the fact that you've been in the staffing industry for quite a number of years and how that's helped you in building your business and sort of help our audience understand the pros and cons of starting a business within an industry that you're well known. But one of the things that you mentioned to me as we were developing this show was that you're in it for the long term with your clients. Can you explain to me and the audience again, what do you mean by being in it for the long term?
Well, I think it's interesting being in business in general, because in a service business, you can try to get a lot of contracts and try to get a lot of revenue. If you can't provide the service that those contracts are requiring, then what ends up happening is you lose the contracts. So our theory at Dawson & Dawson is that if we can't help you, we're going to help you help yourself. So if someone were to call us and give us a job opening, let's say a purchasing manager, and we did our due diligence and we really turned every stone under and looked for every purchasing manager in the West and couldn't find that person, that exact person they were looking for, then we would call that company and we would say, you know, Mr. Jones, thank you so much for having the confidence in us to help you fill this position. However, these are the things that we're finding right now, and we aren't able to fill that position. What I meant when I said that to you before, Rick, is that this sort of honest dialogue, this one-on-one communication, again, clear communication to your clients, really gains you so much respect that, in my experience, if you tell a customer honestly what you can or cannot do, then usually they'll be more apt to work with you and try to help you help them. And so we will not put somebody in a position that is not qualified. We'll back away and we will not make that placement, because our reputation and our long-term relationship is much more important than a placement today. We want to be there 10, 15, 20 years from today, and we will be with this philosophy.
I could not agree more. I think it resounds with a customer, a client, when you tell them you can't help them, that you're in it for more than just the fees and for the service of helping them that time. And I applaud you for instilling that in your organization and being that respectful of your client relationships. You know, you're in your second year of business operations, and I'm interested to have you update our audience. You know, how is your business progressing versus what were your original expectations for it?
Well, I'm excited to say that we have exceeded our expectations, which, you know, I have to sort of pinch myself to say, okay, you know, we're in Orange County, and if you were to look at the newspaper and watch the news, you would think that some days we should even get out of bed. However, I'm happy to report that that's just the opposite. And very exciting, you know, for us is that we have four branches and we're getting ready to open the fifth in Long Beach. And our client base is one that is very quality oriented, and there's very good companies that respect their employees and respect their vendor relationships, and that are looking to have a win-win, because they too are aligning themselves with companies that are similar to them in that they want to have a long-term relationship. So we've been very, very blessed. And actually today we just got a position in for a company for 12 positions. So it's an exciting day today.
So congratulations. Again, another lesson learned for other entrepreneurs. Develop a business plan and make sure that you can achieve it and leave yourself some upside so that you can feel, as Kathy does in her business after 2 years into it, feeling that you're exceeding it. I guess I'm curious. I'd like to ask you one follow-up on what you'd said about being in Southern California. Have you seen any effects of the industry that you're in relative to the market that you're in here in Southern California?
Yes, there are different types of businesses that we have diversified our client base and our prospect list. In the old days in Orange County, we used to do a lot of real estate development and a lot of service industries and a lot of commercial and residential real estate related, escrow, mortgage, etc. And so in Orange County in today's marketplace, as in pretty much every year, you have to sort of sit down and say, okay, what is it that is a growing business? What is it that is going to be, sort of the cutting edge, if you will? And so in Orange County today, our focus is in other industries other than the ones we used to focus on. So it's exciting to learn something new and to learn the different ways that businesses operate. So that's what we've done as far as the marketplace is concerned.
I'd like to build on that, because you said learn something new, and that leads me perfectly into the next area that I wanted to talk to you briefly about it, and that is your use of Facebook and other social media to get not only exposure for jobs, but also to find applicants. Can you tell our audience about what your experience has been?
Yes, that is, again, something that every year you kind of look at what your best practices have been and look to the future to see what new best practices you can put into place so that as an entrepreneur you can make sure you're on the cutting edge of things. And I would say that Facebook and any social media is part of that cutting edge technology. Originally, I have to admit I wasn't on any of them, and just probably 3 or 4 years ago I was a newbie to it all. And of course, 2 years ago, I became very active on Facebook and LinkedIn and MySpace and Plaxo and Twitter and, all of the buzzwords we hear today. And the exciting part about that is that we spend at least 1 hour a day, our firm does, on social media. It's budgeted into our time management processes, and every day for 1 hour, we check out our social media. And so, for example, we just got some positions today that we're going to be looking for. There's 12 of them. So the first thing we did was go to our Facebook and our LinkedIn, any social media sites we had, and we put in what we're working on. And so we put that in, and so we've already gotten about 10 people that have said that they're interested in the positions that we are looking for today. And when we're in a very competitive market and there's lots of people looking for jobs, it's really important that you use every tool that's at your hand. And the nice thing is when you put that on, it goes out to every single one of your connections and then their connections and their connections and their connections. So literally probably in the last 30 minutes, I would say that we probably contacted over 1,000 people in regards to these positions. And we could have never done that even 2 years ago. So it's been very exciting and very profitable for us.
It sounds like you're getting an immediate response to the work that you're putting out and the information that you're putting through those tools as well.
That's correct. Yes, it's instantaneous.
And then it feels like, too, as you're doing that, you know, you're saying, you know, not only are you sending it to one person, but you're sending it to a network of people that feels like you're developing a community, too, within a, kind of a virtual community of people that are helping you to find candidates or be candidates as well as positions.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's really interesting how even in today's environment, people really, truly do want to help each other. You know, they want to reach out and give a helping hand to others. And so when you have a job, people are like, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. That's great. Let's help. You know, I've got a person over here who can do that, and I know somebody over here. And they're not standing there with their hand out as they used to do years ago, like, what's in it for me? They're standing there saying, here's my hand. Take it. Let me pull you up and help you become a better person. And that's a very exciting thing to see.
That is. And I'm glad that you mentioned that because when we interviewed Jan Norman several months ago, she also, who deals with a lot of small business owners here in Orange County and business owners, was seeing a sense of community developing as sort of a response to the tougher times that we've been facing from an economic point of view. So it's interesting for me also to hear that you say that from your perspective. So I'm glad that you mentioned that and talked about that here on the show. One of the things that we said earlier that we were going to talk about, and I'd like to bring it into the conversation now, is, you know, you started your business with an industry that you were very well known in. What advice would you give to someone who's listening to this show now that's, you know, thinking about starting a business and they want to start a business that's inside their current industry?
Well, gosh, you know, it is very exciting. I say it's been the most exhilarating time of my life and also the most frustrating. and the reason for that is because every nook and corner that you turn, you know, you see something new and another way to help your business. And being in the industry for so long, you know, your name is certainly out there, and that's a good thing, and or it's a bad thing. It depends. The good news about it is that, you know, in my last firm, my clients used to call me, and they would call my old firm Dawson & Dawson. So when I finally decided to make the break, my name was a pretty easy, you know, pick because they already knew, you know, that it was Dawson & Dawson who was running my last firm. So the exciting thing is that, you know, you get that recognition and you have expectations of those past clients as well as, you know, kind of what they are looking for. So that's really great. The not so great news is that, you know, you're used to sort of a better cash flow and, you know, more corporate structure, if you will. And so as a business starting out, the most important thing is for you to do research. I say research, research, research. You know, that is probably the biggest advice I can give anybody before you launch your own business. And I had some time to sort of take a look at the market, take a look at what my experience was, and I had the good fortune of running a region from Alaska down to San Diego, including Utah and Nevada. And so it was an exciting market, and it taught me an awful lot about what to do and what not to do in businesses. I was part of an acquisition team that went into small businesses and made them part of a large conglomerate. And so that experience really helped. So research was very crucial for me because I was able to say, okay, this worked here, this did not work here, and this is what I see my vision as being and what I know has worked in the past for me. So that's great. So, you know, I think looking at every alternative that you want to try to get into and looking at whatever niche you can develop that can be profitable pretty quickly. I was lucky in regards to, you know, opening up in that I had a couple of really good clients that had always said to me, you know, Kathy, if you ever do anything on your own, please call us. You know, we really want to work with you. And so you get started with a couple of good companies that are loyal to you, that treat employees and treat people the way you want to be treated as well as a vendor. And then you just build from that base and find out what works best for you. So it's been exciting. And opening a business, as I said, it has its ups and downs, but I wouldn't change a thing. And I really am very regretful I didn't do it sooner.
The insight you just gave us, I think, is very important for entrepreneurs who are in an industry and thinking about creating their own firm in that industry. Because what you said was research and make sure you find the niche that's, you know, works best for you. And many times people think maybe they wouldn't have to do the I'm in the industry. What research do I have to do? But I think your guidance and your direction is well taken. And hopefully people that are listening to this show who are in that situation will build on that advice that you've given them based on the success that you've had. I mean, you're living what you've said. So thank you.
Thank you.
What are you – oh, you're welcome. What are your current – okay, so we've got you up to this point now. So take us into the future, Kathy. You're 2 years into the business. What are your current growth strategies?
Gosh, it's so exciting. I can hardly sleep at night. That's the growth strategies. You know, I'm a great reader, and I like to write a lot. And so my strategies, I always put in a form of writing. And, you know, I am actively pursuing opening different divisions. You know, healthcare industry is very big right now, and I'm opening a division for that. We're also opening a division that's going to be doing just diversity placements throughout the United States. And that's a really big item at the moment. Also, nonprofits, those are very big in Southern California specifically, but throughout the United States. And so we have a unique blend here at Dawson & Dawson where each person gets involved in that client and it's part of our family. When you become a client of ours, you become part of our family, and every person here has a touch and a feel for you. The policy is for us to come out and meet each client within 24 hours of speaking to them, which calls to the fact that they're part of our family. So when opening different divisions, it's really a request of my clients. Like I have several nonprofits who have said to me, Kathy, we'd like you to become an expert in this field. And so I'm starting to look into some additional training and direction there. We have some healthcare companies who said the same thing. We really want you to help us here because we can't find good people. And then the diversity piece as well. So I really anticipate that we will get into some engineering placement as well as the things I've mentioned also. And then we're looking to grow into the Long Beach area as well. We have the four branches now in, you know, Mission Viejo, Newport Beach, Orange, and Long Beach, and then Irvine. So those are the ones that we're looking at doing. And ultimately, we'll grow into Los Angeles and the Inland Empire and then San Francisco. So we mean to be a force in the California area for sure.
Well, you're certainly not short of strategies for growth, and given how successful you've been in your first 2 years, I have every confidence that when we speak again on the radio show at some point in the future, you'll be talking about how excited you are to have opened branches in L.A. and San Francisco and other locations, and it's interesting your focus on industries as well, so that's all very exciting. I can see why you might have a few sleepless nights when you start thinking about that before you go to sleep, so... Don't do that.
It's a lot of fun, I have to say.
Great. Is there anything else about you, you know, or your firm that I haven't thought to ask you that we haven't talked about today that you would like to talk about?
Well, I think that the most important thing about our firm is what you see is what you get. And I know you've been here and you've seen the operation. And, you know, we are a passionate group of people who just leave no stone unturned to service any client that we have. We're honest, we're ethical, we're hardworking, we're driven to succeed. And, you know, I've employed the same type of people that I am. So I am more proud of the staff I have now than I have had in over 25 years of doing this business. So it's very exciting, and it's just one of those things that you have to sort of see it to believe it. And I would like to welcome any of your listeners to come and visit us anytime. You don't need an appointment, and we'd be happy to show you what makes us so special. So you did mention my website earlier, so I appreciate that. It's www.dawsondawsoninc.com, and the phone number is 949-421-3966.
I know that you're very active in the Orange County business community as well. I know that you're, you can tell from your voice you're a high energy person by nature, and you apply that not just to the building of your business, but the building in the business community. Could you share a little bit of that with our audience?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, I get so excited about the things we talk about, I forget about the other things I'm working on. I was nominated just recently for the Women in Business for Orange County, and I am the president-elect current this year for the National Association of Women Business Owners in Orange County. It is the largest organization for NABO with over 400 members. So, and I was also nominated as the Entrepreneur of the Year to Watch. So, and then, of course, we had, you know, we're very involved in Working Wardrobes. We're very involved in, you know, any of the nonprofit companies that we work with. We try to give back. You know, we are very active in the community, and we do free coaching and free career advice, if you will, and resume writing for some people that call in to us, because we really want to give back, because we realize that, you know, this is just a temporary situation that we're in right now, and there are so many people that don't see that positive light, that the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're here to tell everybody that, number one, we're here to stay for a long, long time, and number two, so are they. And we want to be part of their success, because together we will succeed. And that is our theme, if you will.
Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed the time that we've had. It's gone really fast, Kathy. And I appreciate you taking the time to help our audience learn more about what you've done to develop a business in your own image, and one that you're very proud of. And I look forward to having you on the radio show at some point in the future. And again, on behalf of all our listening audience, I just want to say thank you for your time this afternoon.
Okay, thanks so much, Rick. And I really appreciate all that you do for the Orange County community as well.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. And I just wanted to remind the audience one more time that my partner Doug Gefeller and I host and lead CEO peer groups here in Orange County, California. We have a number of them that are up and running, and we would love to have the opportunity to speak with you if you're an interested business owner or top executive. We've been doing this for 15 years here in beautiful Orange County, California. Doug and I are very excited about our annual executive conference, which is for our members. And this year we're inviting guests. Radio show guests will be there. Kathy Dawson could be there. A number of the people that you've heard in the past have already accepted and will be attending the show. We're expecting to have a very good event with a lot of knowledge transfer and networking opportunities. So check your calendars for Monday, August the 3rd, from 7:30 a.m. till 12 noon. You get a free breakfast out of it for attending as well. You'll hear two great speakers, as well as some other surprises that Doug and I have planned for you. So it was great to have Kathy on the show today on this very special episode of Critical Mass, the radio show. And I will be on vacation for the next 2 weeks, and my great partner Doug Gefeller will be your host again and again and again for the next 4 episodes. You have the pleasure of listening to Doug Gefeller interview some really interesting and exciting guests. So until I'm back talking to you, I hope all the decisions that you make move your business in a positive direction.
You're listening to Critical Mass with Rick Franzi and Doug Feller, only on LA Talk Radio.